AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Tuesday Newsmaker is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for the complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
Are you afraid next time you or a loved one falls, they might not be able to get back up, or worse, they may be injured? Do you struggle getting to and from doctor or wound care appointments? This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare. Let our dedicated staff of caring nurses work with your doctor to provide a care plan to ease your worries. We provide skilled nursing services, therapy services, home health aid services, wound care, and much more. Our goal is to keep you happy, healthy, and safe in your home. Check us out at hometownhealthcare.net or call 342-2600. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the 22nd of November, 7:22, and right now 26 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning by Walnut Elementary School Principal Jamie Dakin. Jamie, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm great. How are you guys?
Doing good. Well, thanks for taking some time to join us here this morning. We appreciate that. And we are just a couple of days away from Thanksgiving, and that means the, 12th annual Walnut Turkey Day Dash. So how are things lining up for this back-to-in-person event now, Jamie?
Well, we are as organized as we can get, and we're ready for the 5K, but we have lots of registration packets for people to pick up today. We were open yesterday for pickup from 4 to 7. We'll be open again today from 4 to 7 tonight. And we are organized and ready to go. PTO has been a huge help this year getting everything organized. So it's going to be a great day.
For folks that have never been part of Turkey Day Dash, what's the atmosphere? What's the ambiance like on a Thanksgiving morning?
Well, it's exciting. You'll see lots of feathers and lots of turkeys and lots of fun little costumes rolling around. People show up pretty early to mingle with friends and family. If you haven't registered, you can still register. You just won't have a T-shirt guaranteed for you. But we would love to have everyone, so we will start registering at 6:30, and people are gathering out front by that time. It's still dark, but they're ready to roll by then.
So we can register morning of then, Jamie?
Yep, absolutely. You can register today. You can register on Thursday morning.
So if we wanted to register today, how might we do that?
Well, you can get on the Emporia Rec Center website, and it'll take you to the places you can go to enter for the 5Ks. But the easiest way would be to drop by Walnut School and pick up a form and just sign it off and sign it and hand it right over to Chandra, our secretary, and you'll be signed up.
All right.
There you go.
What is the schedule here for Thursday morning? When do you want folks to start gathering? And you mentioned here the costume contest as well. You mentioned, the different components. Walk us through the schedule here leading up to when the first gun goes off.
So, like I said, registration starts at 6:30. We will be taking pictures and getting anyone who wants to enter the costume contest. We'll be doing them through pictures, and then we'll be voting while the race is going on. And then after the race, when we are announcing the winners, we will announce the costume winners as well. One thing that I do want to say, Main Street helped us with the medals this year. They did a 3D print for us, and they look very cool. I'm really excited to hand those out this year.
Awesome. It's the 12th annual Walnut Turkey Day Dash Thanksgiving morning at Walnut Elementary School. That's at 801 Grove Avenue. And we're joined by Walnut Elementary School Principal Jamie Dakin on our primetime newsmaker here this morning. Well, Jamie, how nice is it to have this back to an in-person event?
It is so wonderful. The people are incredibly excited. The kids are excited. Several kids were excited to even hear on the radio the advertisement this morning, so they're listening at home.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Good to have that.
They knew I was going to be on advertising for our Turkey Day Dash, so they told me they'd be listening.
Well, we want to encourage people, as Jamie mentioned, there is still plenty of time to register. So, in all, yep. A number of people often hold out to make sure they you know, the weather's going to be, you know, not a deterrent. And it certainly looks like Thanksgiving morning with a low Wednesday night down to 42. We'll take that, won't we, Jamie?
That's right. Yeah. That's right. I remember my first year it was freezing rain, so I'll take this one any day.
Nice. Good deal. What's the route? Where are you guys going to go on the route here this year?
So we are following the same route that we have done the last 3 years. We'll go down Grove, down West, up to 7th Street, clear over to Sunny Slope, back around up to 15th, and we'll have it all marked. We'll have people at every crosswalk helping people get across the street safely, so there won't be any question about where people are supposed to go on their journey through the Turkey Day Dash.
All right, so the 12th annual Walnut Turkey Day Dash, Thanksgiving morning. It is a great way to start your Thanksgiving morning. And I'll tell you what, pre-COVID, well, this was, you had big numbers pre-COVID, didn't you, out there for this event?
We did. Yeah, we had over 800 the last Thanksgiving before COVID. So that's our goal. We will not hit that this year, but we certainly will give it a good try.
Yeah, I know you'll probably end up near the 300 mark here this year. Yeah. But just a little comeback, you know, yep, in store to get people accustomed back to the in-person activities. And it is it's a huge event. It's become quite the tradition. Mm-hmm. And we are just really excited it's back to an in-person affair coming up this Thanksgiving morning. Anything we missed here, Jamie?
I don't think so. I just appreciate all the sponsors. We had lots of sponsors this year. I know that people are really wanting to focus on friends and family after COVID, and we know that's the number one priority. So we really appreciate people giving up their Thursday morning to join us and celebrate just getting back to normal.
You know, it is a great way to start the day.
Isn't
you know,
there?
Watching turkeys run around town. we've got turkeys, we've got
pilgrims,
costumes, all kinds of great stuff. And it really, those costumes add to the festiveness, don't they, Jamie?
Yeah, people get pretty creative, that's for sure.
Awesome. Well, Jamie, thanks so much again for joining us here this morning, and best of luck Thursday. We'll be out doing an interview with you and maybe a couple of the organizers here coming up Thursday morning here for your coverage. So.
That's great. I appreciate your support. I really do.
Jamie, thank you much. Good luck.
Thank you, guys. See you later.
Yeah, talk to you later. That's Jamie Dakin, who's the Walnut Elementary School principal. And, folks at Walnut, it takes quite an entourage of volunteers to pull this one off every year.
But very true.
It's a wonderful event Thanksgiving morning, the Walnut Turkey Day Dash. Chuck?
All right, if you'd like to be part of the Newsmaker slots, well, just call us, 620-342-1400. This week is full. We are close to wide open next week, though, so we are looking forward to getting you on our schedule. Did want to let you know that tomorrow we'll be joined by Flint Hills Technical College annual/alumni fund coordinator, Karis Williams, as we talk about the Tech College's Giving Tuesday activities coming up next week.
And we probably need to shake the tree a little bit, because one thing I did notice this weekend was activity in the Gion Showcase parking lot, and that has to do with the unloading of trees to be used for...
Ooh, that would be the Flint Hills Optimists.
Which I believe they launch the day after Thanksgiving, if I'm not mistaken, every year is when they start. So
well, and the on top of that, too, we just had... We're going to have to fill our Talk of Emporia slot for Friday, because we were planning to have... Rescue Mission Director Lee Alderman and Shiloh Home Director Carol Alderman joining us for that program. I'll be reaching out to see if maybe we can get one of those guys on that particular program as they launch, because clearly there's a lot of stuff going on. The Aldermans can't join us for a couple of reasons, so we've got a slot and we can make it happen.
Our Newsmaker this morning brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapies. Call 342-2600 for a complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Hometown Healthcare. 7:30, sunshine, 27 degrees. Stay tuned. We'll check the weather next.
Attention shoe lovers. Shoe Sensation is having a buy one, get one 50% off their entire...